For some people, all they want is to receive a gift from a loved one, whereas some people just want to be touched by someone close to them. Some people find so much joy the moment that they spend time with a family member or a friend. Be it they go out for walks, they just sit and they have endless conversations. Some people feel loved more the moment that then someone close to them encourages them to do this or encourage them to pursue their dreams and their careers. And lastly, there's a group of people who feel loved when a loved one helps them around the house, be it they take out the garbage, they deliver something for them on their behalf. They are small things, but they really go a long way. Everyone has their love language, and sometimes all you have to do is to take time to listen and to know how someone wants to be loved. Hi, Stakuza Nash, and welcome to the Baobab. I hope that you're well, you're staying safe, and you're practicing self-care. Today, I'm going to be reviewing a book, How to Hug a Porcupine, 101 Ways to Love a Most Difficult Person. To Love the Most Difficult People in Your Life by June Edding. This book was an insightful book because it made me realize that there are some people out there who we might conclude that they are difficult, but it's because we haven't had time to have conversations with them. We haven't had time to get to know them. That's why we've just concluded that they are difficult. But the moment that you spend time with them, you then realize that this person is not difficult. You can actually tolerate them. You can work well together with them. A porcupine is very difficult to hug because if you hug it, it's going to poke you and you might end up bleeding or hurting yourself. I remember watching a meme about a porcupine and a rabbit that were in a relationship. So instead of the rabbit trying to reach out to the porcupine, both on the land, it created a rabbit hole. So they would like have a conversation whilst the rabbit was in the hole and the porcupine was on the ground. So these are some of the small things that we might take for granted. But this meme sent out a message that even you might say that people are difficult to love, you need to reach out to them. You need to stay, to move away from your comfort zone and go to them and reach them so that they know that you really love them. And I also remember watching a cartoon or something on Instagram where a porcupine was part of the animals in class, and one of them was a porcupine. So whenever they played games, the porcupine would poke the ball, would pop if there was a balloon. If they had like to sit close together, people would move away from the porcupine. So these kids one day decided to make balls and they put it on around the porcupine, so they would play their games together with the porcupine. So these are all I'm trying to say is these are the small things that we can do. And also, we need to know someone's soft spot. What makes this person happy? We need to know their boundaries. There are people who are particular about how they want to be treated. People who don't like people going all over their stuff. There are people also who have got their fears and insecurities. I've seen this with one of our pets. It runs away from people. But with time, it now sits around. When you go outside, it's close to you. And it's the same with human beings. There are people who have got fears. I don't know why it sometimes runs away from people. Maybe it might be the trauma that it went through before it became our pet, or even how someone might have treated it harshly. So it still comes back to them. You need to also pay attention, know how this person carries themselves, what they like, what they don't like, and try to go out of your way to help them. And also, allow someone to speak, allow someone to open up, allow them to be vulnerable. This book also highlights that you need to avoid things that might trigger the next person. Have open conversations, be able to communicate, allow this person to vent, to open up. They must feel safe and comfortable in the spaces that they are. And because they feel comfortable and safe, they grow to love you more. And also, allow someone to talk. There are people who have got a bad habit of just trying to interrupt the next person. When someone is having a conversation with you, allow them to talk. And also, people these days are going through a lot. You might ask someone how they are, and then they say they are okay, but they are not okay. And also, we work with porcupines in our workplaces. How do you identify that this person is a porcupine? You might want to, they affirm, and also allow them to do so. Listen when they talk, do not interrupt them. Be supportive. Don't act out of emotions and feelings. People are going through a lot. Don't be angry. Allow yourself to process the emotions and the feelings. Work well together in the workplace, in the home, as a family structure. People have got problems. Sometimes all the child wants, or all the family member wants, is for a family to just have a lazy weekend, to just watch a favorite movie together, to spend time together. People have got busy schedules, but you need to make time for your family members. Dedicate maybe an hour each weekend to spend time with your children. And also, have time to talk. Ask everyone, how was school? How was work? How was their day? And even someone who was at home, don't think that because X spent the day at home, she doesn't have anything to do. X might have spent a day at home, but she might be going through something. And also, communicate. Talk. Find a way to solve problems in the household. When you've got a challenge, how are you going to solve this problem? And also suggest alternatives. If you say maybe the children are getting late, are going home late, maybe encourage them to cycle to school instead of the car coming to pick them up. Suggest maybe someone comes at home to pick them up. Avoid some things that may cause challenges in the home when you can also avoid them. They're porcupines. Children as porcupines. Stick to your word. There are a lot of people who are dealing with childhood trauma simply because their parents failed to stick to their words. Their parents that were abusive, parents that lied, parents that said hurtful things, parents who decided to spend so much time with their work to the extent that they forgot that they are children. I remember watching a sermon where one of the parents said, my children came to me and said, Daddy, you gave us everything that we needed. But one thing that still hurts me is that you gave us the best, but you were never there as a father was growing up. So we might say we want to give our children the world, want them to have comfortable lives, but they also long to spend time with their parents. And also just have a day that's free from social media. Take away all the phones. Have a conversation with your children. Play. Know what your child likes. Know the favorite food. Go for some. There are some things that don't need money. You can play a game. You can color together. You can go for a walk. You can just sit and watch a movie and have popcorn. These are the things that you already have in your house. So some of the themes in this book is include communication, family structure, support system, state of the mind, love. I hope you really love this book and you take time to read. It's a very short read, but you have, from the 101 ways, I'm sure you have some that will be very helpful for you. What have I learned during this past week? I've learned that I have to be kind to myself. I need to leave room for joy. I need to allow myself to process all the emotions and the feelings. March is a woman's month. I hope that you're reaching out to the women that you adore, the women that you love, and even the women that you look up to. Take time also to celebrate some women who are doing exceptional work in your communities, in your workspaces, and even in your country. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.